This is fresh air. The new Canadian comedy series, Sort Of, is now playing on HBO Max. It was written, co-created, and stars Bilal Baig, the first queer, transfeminine South Asian Muslim ever to star in a primetime show in Canada. Our critic at large, John Powers, found the series to be a warm, low-key charmer.
It may be hard to believe, but modesty was once considered a virtue. These days, of course, our world is dominated by people and expressions of pop culture that keep telling you they're big and important. If you call a TV show modest, it sounds as if you're saying that it's bland and unambitious, a loser in the great squid game of modern life. So let me assure you that I'm not being dismissive when I praise the new HBO Max series Sort Of for its modesty. Centering on a gender-fluid Toronto millennial of Pakistani heritage, this 8-part Canadian comedy about identity is not self-important or in-your-face. Created by its star, Bilal Baig, and director Fab Filippo, this under-the-radar show flies by in 20-minute installments that are funny, tender, and humane. Baig stars as Sabi Mehboob, the non-binary child of Pakistani immigrants who has long tresses, wears dresses, and goes by the pronoun they. Still seeking a place in the world, Sabi has two part-time jobs, as a bartender at an LGBTQ bar and as a nanny for the mixed-race kids of a designer, Bessie, played by Grace Lynn Kung, and her narcissistic jerk of a husband, Paul. That's Gray Powell. Sabi's about to move to Berlin with their equally non-binary best friend, Seven, when Bessie gets in an accident and falls into a coma. Should Sabi still go? And what to do about Sabi's mother, who's discovering that the person she thinks of as her son is not what she and her husband had expected? Here, Sabi is being interviewed by Bessie when first applying for the job as nanny.
So, why do you want to work with kids?
I don't know. I like how they process stuff. Like, they don't rush to put things in boxes. Like, I was in electrician school before this. I found it tricky because everyone was,
boxed?
I don't know, like, everyone was a certain kind of person, but I'm not that kind of person. I don't know. I'm not making sense.
No. Yes, you are.
I am?
Yeah, it's like, you know, labels will raise us up until they strangle us to death, you know?
Yeah, so I'd like to be around kids for a bit.
Now, Sort Of is akin to personal comedies like Girls, Fleabag, and Better Things, where classic sitcoms were wound tight to squeeze every possible laugh. These new shows are looser, less mechanical, more filled with feeling. They have time for the drift of daily life, be it Seven and Sabi's loving banter, or fights over Paul and Bessie's kids eating too much sugar. While Sabi's story is carefully structured, with a clear arc and niftily arrayed time leaps, you never feel it forcing an agenda. Nor is it edgily transgressive like, for instance, Lena Dunham's nude scenes that broke taboos by showing an actual woman's naked body on TV screens. On the contrary, the show's at its worst in those rare moments when its style tries to be hip. Whatever radicalism Sort Of possesses is quiet. So quiet that some viewers may find it too tame, too, dare I say it, Canadian. Though one should never forget that Canada produced Joni Mitchell and David Cronenberg. The show takes issues that are often used as hot buttons, gayness, trans life, racial difference, interracial relationships, and with decent good humor treats them as an everyday, often funny part of life. Sort Of is held together by the sweet-faced presence of Baig, a queer, trans-feminine playwright and performer with a gentle charisma. Where Michaela Cole wanted to bowl you over with bravura and I May Destroy You, Baig low-keys it. Baig nails wisecracks by not hitting them too hard, and lets the slightest shift of expression register the conflict between the longing to be personally free and a sense of responsibility for others. Sabi is blessed, or maybe cursed, with being nice. Sort Of begins at a birthday dinner when Sabi's cute white boyfriend, who also has a straight girlfriend, accuses Sabi of not seeing him. He's just the first person to say this in a show where almost everybody feels that they're not seen for who they really are, but are forced into rigid identities that don't really contain them. If Sort Of has a governing idea, it's hinted at in its title, which suggests that nobody is wholly one thing. Everyone is sort of this and sort of that, and on their way to becoming sort of something else.
John Powers reviewed the new comedy series Sort Of, which is streaming on HBO Max. We were so sad to learn today that the jazz songwriter, singer, and pianist Dave Frischberg died yesterday. He was 88. He wrote great songs, witty songs like My Attorney Bernie, I'm Hip, and Quality Time, ballads like Heart's Desire and Sweet Kentucky Ham, and kids' songs for Schoolhouse Rock like I'm Just a Bill. Many singers recorded his songs, including Rosemary Clooney, Blossom Dearie, Diana Krall, Susanna McCorkle, and Rebecca Kilgore. I love his music and feel so lucky that he performed several times on our show. We're going to produce a tribute to him, which we'll feature sometime soon. For now, we'll end the show with one of his songs. I'm Terry Gross.
In the evening, when the kettle's on for tea, an old familiar feeling settles over me, and it's your face I see, and I believe that you are there. In a garden, when I stop to touch a rose and feel the petals soft and sweet against my nose, I smile, and I suppose that somehow maybe you are there. When I'm dreaming, and I find myself awake without a warning, and I rub my eyes and fantasize, all at once I realize it's morning.